is the church teaching this in general? I really think that a substitute gospel has arisen. Jesus will make you rich. Jesus will make you healthy. Sometimes he does. You know, he heals. I believe in healing. I believe in prosperity too, but not as a gospel, not as a reason to love him. Because some of his most beloved children on the face of the earth live and die in poverty and are killed by wicked people. And he loves them just as much as he loves us. He doesn't love the victims any less than the ones who survive in prosperity. So we have to get real, you know? Somebody, was it Kathy? Was it your hand? Or Dave? Okay, Dave.
We have to recognize that he loved his apostles, these 12 men, or these 11 men, and then later another, who he gave the commissioning of spreading the gospel. But they all died.
Except not John.
A natural death, except John.
Right.
And he loved them.
Yes, he loved them.
He loved them.
That's right. And we are no better.
We have been fed a truncated gospel.
That's right, Dan.
That you might have life and you might have it more abundant, but we see that abundant life when we see Paul and Silas sitting in prison praising God with their backs bleeding. That's the abundant life he came to give us.
Yeah, and then the whole jail being shaken open by an earthquake.
There is now therefore no condemnation to those
right.
who are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
That's the abundant life.
I have an abundant life. But it's not the American dream. The abundant life that he promised does not equal the American dream. Wealth, health, prosperity, name it and claim it. And some of the preaching really gives people a wrong idea. Because Jesus said, anyone that does not take up their cross and follow me is not even worthy to be called my disciple. You know, we have to embrace suffering. I know that's so totally not what we want to think or feel or hear. I don't like it either, but it's just true. We have to embrace suffering. When we are lying in bed afflicted with severe pain, I do plead for God to remove it. I plead with him to take it away. But if he doesn't, I say, let me not waste this trial.
Amen.
I don't want to waste my trial, so I'll have to get another trial to, like, prove me again. I'd rather think of your suffering. Try to embrace this pain while I have to live with it. And I know that sooner or later, I will not be lying in my bed of tears anymore. Sooner or later, whether in this life my tears are dried, or if I have to struggle a certain number of years more and then receive joy forever, it's really the same. It's still a short amount of time that we have to weep. You know, joy comes in the morning. And of course, he refreshes us with seasons of joy and celebration. It's not all weeping. For some people on the earth, it pretty much is. But like right now, we still have enormous seasons of joy and refreshing and prosperity, too. Dave, was your hand up? I'm sorry.
No.
Are you just stretching? Okay. Any last comments or questions? Kath?
Just that part, that scripture that says, it's one of the ones where he says, depart from me, I never knew you, you lost one. Mm-hmm. And it was when the two separate kinds of people said, well, when did I not see you in prison, and when did I not feed you? And so the
right.
selfless acts of the church to love
right.
their neighbors.
Thank you, Kathy. And two out of three times in the gospel when Jesus uses the phrase, I never knew you, depart from me, he calls them lawless ones. Two out of three times. He says, you lawless ones, I never knew you. So he doesn't want his people to be anomia without the law. Joan?
Do you agree that in accepting our sufferings, huh? we get to know him and he gets to know us?
Yes, we know the fellowship of his suffering. We want to know the fellowship of his glory and power and resurrection, right? Well, Paul says to know that, you have to know the fellowship of his suffering. They go together. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for your law. I thank you for the price that you paid, for you are the Passover. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you for your blood and for your sacrifice. And we pray that the truth would be preached to the whole earth and to your people, Lord, and that we would all be protected from the great deception that is coming. Each one in this room, I pray, Yeshua's name, amen.